It's your All About Symbian podcast. And you still have me as your host, Ewan Spence, coming to you from www.allaboutsymbian.com. Today, Brian Jaquette of Sling Media tells us all about his latest toy. Joining me now at the Symbian Smartphone Show 2006, announcing a very exciting looking product, immediately bringing up competition to Sony Ericsson's location-free player. It's Brian Jaquette of Sling Media. Hi, Brian.
Hey, how you doing, Ewan?
So, Sling Media. Apart from the fact that it sold out of Dixon's really quickly in the United Kingdom about a month ago, tell us a bit about Sling Media.
Well, Sling Media makes the Sling Box, which is the product that allows you to watch your home TV, however basic, so basic terrestrial, all the way up to a Sky Perfect or Sky Plus DVR or NTL cable box on your laptop or on your desktop computer, anywhere in the world where you can get an internet connection. So what's really great is that if you have basic cable or if you have a DVR or PVR type of functionality, you now have the ability to watch and control that home television experience, either around the home, maybe on a wireless network around the house, or at the office, out of the country, or halfway across the world.
Okay, so it's basically a streaming box.
Yeah, it basically the Sling Box.
You've reduced your entire business plan to two words, haven't you?
Box connects to whatever source you have at home, and it also connects to your router. And then basically we take in the analog signal, we digitize it, and then we send it out over the internet to a number of different platforms. And why we're here at the Symbian Smartphone Show is that we're announcing a new support for a new platform, and that is the Symbian operating system.
Okay, now there's always great confusion in words like announce, release, available. So does that mean I can go and download the client now, or is it going to be a couple of weeks away?
It's at least a couple weeks away. You cannot download it today, but it is coming very, very soon, and it will be here in probably the November timeframe.
Okay, so two practical questions. First of all, how do I change channel when my Sling Box is in the United Kingdom and I'm in California?
Well, basically, we have IR controls for the most popular set-top boxes. So the client itself, that where you have the application installed, sends a command over the internet that sends a signal to the box to change the channel or to pull up the DVR function or what have you. But also, if you have a basic, you know, terrestrial coax connection, it's a serial support, and it works very, very seamlessly that way as well. So you have full control through either IR or through serial connections.
And the other question would probably be on the legal aspects. You're an American company, so I'm assuming that you've got litigation insurance for inside America, because you are dealing with IP content here, and we read a lot about that from Hollywood and the terrestrial TV channels. What's your sort of take on that as a company?
Well, I think that, you know, as you alluded to, we announced the Sling Box earlier this year in the UK, so in late May and early June, the product's been selling. We feel confident that since it is a one-to-one connection, so we're not rebroadcasting the content, it's not a one-to-many, and also since we also encrypt the stream from the Sling Box over the air to the device itself, and since you pay for that stream or that content at home and we're giving you access to it, we feel like that we've put in the safeguards that are necessary to protect the rights of the broadcasters and the content owners within this country.
So it's almost like using a principle like safe harbor of content until somebody tells you to stop. You're doing everything you think is reasonable.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think we put in, like I said, I think we put in the safeguards that we think are necessary to protect those stakeholders that are involved. You know, we've been shipping the product in the United States for over 15 months. A lot of similar reactions came out at the same time. A lot of people said we were going to get sued. We have not been sued. And I think more than anything, what the Sling Box has shown is, in addition to a lot of other things that have happened in the last 15 months, is that the way, you know, consumers are accessing content, the way content is getting distributed these days is changing. It is evolving. And as long as you can, you know, find opportunity within that, and find opportunity to monetize it from, you know, the different stakeholders that are involved, you know, people are willing to work with you, and we're starting to see that. You know, we have a deal that was struck in the the Nordics with Viasat, who's a satellite TV provider. They're selling our Slingbox product to their customers as part of their Viasat Everywhere service, and that is for their existing DVR and regular satellite subscriber customers.
And how big a pipe is my mobile phone going to need for this to effectively watch television?
Well, a little bit of technical jargon here. The Slingbox relies on the upload speed of your home modem and the download speed of the receiving device. And basically, it's the lowest common denominator between the two, the upload and the speed. The upload speed should be a minimum of 256 kilobits. Download speed should be, again, a minimum of 256 kilobits. So from a receiving device, we do rely on a 3G cellular connection and or a Wi-Fi connection.
Okay, and where can we find out more information about the mobile player and the box itself?
You can go to slingmedia.com and click on the UK flag. There's a UK website, so all that information will be up there.
For our national international readers?
Well, basically we have a number of different flags where all the product is available, but I would say go to the US site as a default, and that's the US flag.
Okay, Brian, thanks for your time.
All right, thank you.
You've been listening to the All About Symbian podcast. www.allaboutsymbian.com. Copyright 2006.